If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road. It's Copper
Road. It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us as always by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. We usually talk Carrboro and conversations with the mayors on Friday with Carrboro, but we're doing it on Thursday since tomorrow is a little different. No show for us. And joining me on the phone today, instead of Mayor Lily Lavelle, we actually have Catherine Lazorco, head of communications for the town of Carrboro. Catherine, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's so good to be with you.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. And there's a lot to chat about, lots of things happening right now as the local government, like many folks, setting their sights kind of to the fall and to the end of 2021. But before we hop into some upcoming meetings and details on that, some big news that came from Carrboro just a couple days ago is that the employees of the town now having to attest their vaccination statuses and the town of Carrboro asking their employees to do so. I think that deadline just came up, and it turns out a very high mark of town employees have said that they do indeed have the COVID-19 vaccine. Catherine, what can you tell us about this data and about the town's request of their employees?
Absolutely. And we just have to start with just a big shout out and thank you to our town of Carrboro employee team for achieving, you know, basically a nearly fully vaccinated workforce. You know, like all employers across the area, we're continually adjusting to ever-evolving information related to the pandemic. And it was in early June, actually, that the town of Carrboro began with a vaccination incentive program. And then following that vaccine incentive, the town then did require all employees to be vaccinated. So that was set with a September 1 deadline. And as of this week, we have 144 employees who are vaccinated. Another 12 have an exemption, either religious or medical. So we've essentially heard from 99% of our employees since announcing the requirement. So it's we're really grateful that we have such committed and compliant employees.
Yeah, it is a remarkable number, as you said, and it's just another example of how our community, our region, is kind of help setting the bar for vaccination rates across North Carolina. Orange County, of course, has been leading COVID-19 vaccination rates for a couple of months at this point across the state. And Catherine, what is the feedback been among town employees? I mean, I imagine knowing that that is the number and knowing how key vaccinations are to stopping, or at least, you know, halting the spread of the virus a little bit and making it so nobody is experiencing serious symptoms if they happen to contract the virus. You know, what is the feedback been, and how comfortable do town employees feel right now?
I mean, I think that these numbers really reflect that our employees are committed to safety. And one thing we might note is that the town of Carrboro is back in person, providing services in person. So we are working from Town Hall and the Carrboro Century Center and other town facilities. So, you know, that knowing that your colleagues are vaccinated is important. And I think that's important also to the public that is coming to do business and receiving services. Having said that, you know, that the mask mandate is also in place, and that requires employees and visitors alike to wear masks indoors when at town facilities.
So,
it's a combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that this is going to become a kind of like a regular thing that we begin to see across local governments as time goes on?
I think so. We are seeing that other large employers are instituting similar mandates. So, yes, I think we will see more vaccine mandates across the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the consensus, certainly on the public health official side too. We're speaking with Catherine Lazorco, filling in for Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle here on 97.9 The Hill, and that is some pretty exciting news. Also, some exciting news too. Carborough has a new town manager. Richard White has been on the job for a couple days at this point, and we talked last week with Mayor Lavelle about his very first days. But from your experience working with Richard White so far, Catherine, how have things gone? And can you share what kind of a person he is like to work with so far?
Oh, absolutely. It's been delightful. I'm just so excited to have his level of experience and his perspectives for Carborough moving forward. You know, he originally worked for the town of Carborough at the beginning of his career, and that was almost 20 years ago. And now he's back with this wealth of experience coming from the city of Asheville. He's only been here for about a week, and in his first week, he met the governor of the state, Governor Cooper came to visit Pizzeria Mercato and its owner, Gabe Barker, to highlight that restaurant in Carborough, because this was one of the first in the triangle to require proof of vaccination to dine inside. So, you know, we kind of joked around a little bit with Mr. White saying, yeah, the governor comes to Carborough all the time. but that was very positive and fun. So we're all very excited and are looking forward to some great things to come.
Certainly some great timing in the first week. And we know that our own Aaron Keck is set to speak with Richard White. We're going to be hearing that conversation tomorrow morning, so folks can tune in to learn more about him and more about the job. Townofcarborough.org, the website to go to get a little bit of background on new town manager Richard White and many other things happening in the local government. And one of those things, Catherine, we've been talking about it today and in the last couple of days, is that a lot of local elected officials, town councils, board of commissioners, are kind of getting back into the swing of things for fall meetings after a kind of a summer hiatus. And the town of Carborough is among them, but the town council meeting a little bit later than everybody else, I think September 14th, the date for their first meeting of this fall. I know that you're not typically on the in-the-depths working on projects side of those town council meetings, but Catherine, can you share any big projects that folks in the Carborough in the Carborough community can be on the lookout for town council to discuss in the coming months?
Sure. And just to remind everyone, the Carborough Town Council meets on Tuesdays at 7, and you can watch council meetings streaming live on our YouTube channel as well as the town website. They're not meeting on the 7th, September 7th, due to the Rosh Hashanah holiday, but they do meet this following Tuesday, the 14th. And while that agenda is still sort of, you know, is under development, there is one item there that may be of interest. It's the Employee Housing Assistance Program. This has been discussed by the council for some time. The council set aside $50,000 for the program in its current budget. And the idea here is to help lower employee housing costs in order to make it more possible for them to live where they work. And what form that's going to take, you know, whether it be rental assistance, mortgage assistance, whatnot, that will be discussed at this meeting. So it's really more informational. The council is not expected to act on anything, but we'll be considering, a draft policy that would be under development for fall.
Duly noted. Yeah, looking forward to that one on the 14th. And of course, county commissioners meeting tonight. And I've talked a little bit with the town of Chapel Hill about it. You mentioned town of Carborough streams these meetings on their YouTube channel, largely because they have been virtual. But Catherine, this probably is more up your alley as kind of head of communications for the town. Do you think live streaming the town council meetings is going to be something that continues on different platforms like YouTube, even after things go back to being really full-time in person?
Well, I think that the viewership on YouTube may be higher than it is off of our website. And, you know, a lot of people are just accustomed to and familiar with that platform. So we want to make sure that we're offering our meetings in a very accessible manner. So if that's what people are enjoying and they find that convenient, we certainly want to continue it.
Yeah, it's been an mm-hmm. interesting part, and I don't know if it's a silver lining necessarily from how much virtual stuff we've had over the last 18 months, but it does seem like some people find that as a much more accessible way than having to go to town hall and go to those meetings. It's been interesting to see how local governments have had to kind of adapt to that. And like many never did it in the first place, or you could maybe only find it on like a cable access channel. And now there's a little bit more shift to the digital world.
I think that's right. And yeah, there are definitely pros and cons, but in some ways it is more accessible for the public. Absolutely.
We're speaking with Catherine Lazorco, head of communications for the town of Carrboro, as she fills in for Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org, the local government website. And Catherine, we have a couple minutes left, but we do need to begin wrapping up. Is there anything happening around the Carrboro community you want to take a moment to highlight? I know that one thing that's coming up tomorrow is a live burn exercise that the Carrboro Fire and Rescue Department are doing. But there's kind of like a little twist. It seems like it's not just for training purposes, right?
That's right. So from 9 to 3 on Friday, the Carrboro Fire Rescue Department is conducting a live burn. This is going to take place off of Old 86, and it's out past Calivander, so it's kind of really kind of right on the very edge of town. Yes, it's both for fire training and also research on protective firefighter gear and some other things. I'm planning to go out in the morning to learn more myself, but we do want to let people know that if they see smoke around that area, that it is a very controlled live burn for training purposes of the fire department.
Yeah, it seems like it could be interesting, kind of two birds, one stone aspect to that. Anything else happening around the town government or happening as we're now into September that you want to let folks know about, make sure that's on their radars?
Yes. After Labor Day weekend on Tuesday, there's going to be some work that's going to require flaggers along South Greensboro Street between the Century Center and Public Works. So essentially, our IT department is replacing a fiber optic cable that runs that length of Greensboro Street. And so anyway, just a heads up about flaggers that will be out for possibly a couple of days along this area.
All right. Good to know. Well, if you want to learn more about that once it is happening and more about pretty much many of the things that we've been talking about today, you can head to the Town of Carrboro's website, townofcarrboro.org. Catherine Lazorco, thanks so much for filling in, and I imagine we'll talk with you again soon.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you and everyone has a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And just a reminder that town hall and administrative offices will be closed on Monday. Yard waste will be collected on Tuesday instead of Monday. So have a great weekend.
Yeah, that's a good note. Thanks so much.